Chicks.com.
Well, it's still about 83 degrees. Some clouds out there, some sun, and we're 106.7 FM.
I keep your picture.
That's Merle Haggard here at 106.7 FM and the fighting side of me. And it's about 83 degrees now, and to the right side of me is Patrick O'Neill, who has all the news and information for us.
I certainly do. Outraged reaction is pouring in today over the murder of a Cuban diplomat in Woodside, Queens last night. Chance of rain near zero through tonight, 20% tomorrow. It's 83 degrees. I'm Pat O'Neill, WRVR New York, 106.7 FM.
That's T.G. Shepherd here at 106.7 FM, and do you want to go to heaven? It's about 83 degrees, and I'm Bat Johnson. Good afternoon. How are you?
One advantage to buying your stereo from Tech Hi-Fi.
Well, in the next few minutes, I'll do a little Jerry Reed and Dolly Parton and Anne Marie for you. Right now, Jeannie Pruitt doing It's Too Late at 106.7 FM, and I'm Bat Johnson. Hello.
It's too late.
And we're 106.7 FM, and this is the Wild Man himself. This is Jerry Reed doing the Alabama Wild Man.
Well, my daddy was a hard-shelled Alabama preacher. My mama was a dedicated Sunday school teacher.
106 FM, that's Dolly and Porter together. It's about 5:04 in the afternoon, 49 degrees. My name is Bat Johnson, and I have Bonnie and Friends and Leon Everett in just a few minutes.
See that big white car over there, Tommy?
When you do drive, fill up with Getty.
And Getty Oil helps to bring you shadow traffic reports every day here at 106.7 FM. It's about 5:05 right now on this kind of lazy, cloudy Sunday, 49-degree afternoon. I'm glad you could make it with me. I mean, after all, if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be much of a broadcast, you know? Bonnie and Delaney now at 106 FM.
I've got a never-ending love for me to do.
That's right. Quitters never win. Winners never quit. Leon Everett here at 106 FM, and you heard Bonnie and Delaney right before that. I've got a never-ending song of love for you. That's a complicated title if I ever heard one. This is Lynn Rosegarden Anderson. How Can I Unlove You, My Dear, at 106 FM.
Okay.
Who says there are no country music fans in New York City? I just got five calls. That's amazing. This is for the people over at the Columbus Avenue roller skate rental place, Sweet City Woman.
Well, I'm on my way.
There's proof right there that Ray Stevens can sing a serious song. It's Misty here at 106 FM. And Tom Glazer right before that doing Sweet City Woman, a tune that was done by the Stampeders from Calgary, Canada in about 1974 or 5, something like that. 73, 4, 5, I don't know. Take your pick. Whichever one sounds best to you, I don't know. This is Janie Frick, Down to My Very Last Broken Heart. I can't stand it no more. Well, 6 FM is what you're listening to, and that's Janie Freaky, Down to My Last Broken Heart. Ray Stevens right before that. It's 49 degrees. As you know, it's partly cloudy, windy, and cool. The sun's going down. Chance of more rain on us. Well, there's a slight differentiation between rain and occasional sprinkle. It says here, occasional sprinkle. Of course, I'm blowing it up to be much bigger than what it actually is. High around 50 is all you're going to get. Clearing it quite cold tonight. In fact, it's going to be down into the upper 30s, and I think this is the first time this year it's been down that cold. Well, in the city anyway, it's been that cold in the outlying areas. Some sports finals for you. Cleveland Browns whipped the Pittsburgh Steelers 26-27. I guess they just barely squeaked by, actually. And the Denver Broncos over our New York Giants 14-9. It's 5:22, 49 degrees. This is Connie Smith here at 106 FM. We're WKHK, 106 FM. My name is Bat Johnson, and excuse me while I ask for the very next dance. For the rest of my life.
I'll always remember.
yes. Just leave me alone. That's T.G. Shepherd here at 106 FM. Do you want to go to heaven? And you heard from Anne Murray right before that, from another Canadian artist there, doing Could I Have This Dance, comma, For the Rest of My Life? She doesn't ask for much, huh? Still 49 degrees now, about 534, and my name is Bat Johnson, and if you hang around long enough, you'll hear the brand new song by Burt Reynolds, with a rather startling title, something like, Let's Get Drunk and Do Something Cheap and Superficial.
Here's 60 seconds on losers' excuses. Athletes apparently take all the credit when they win a game, but blame the weather, the other team, or luck when they lose. Social scientists Richard Lau of UCLA and Dan Russell of the University of Iowa studied 594 explanations about 33 major sporting events, which were printed in various newspaper and magazine articles. Researchers found that 4 out of 5 reasons given by players and coaches for their successes following winning games were attributed to internal factors like skill. But when the players lost a game, only slightly more than half blamed internal factors. Most cited the weather, luck, or the other team as reasons for losing. Sportscasters, the researchers found, were more impartial, attributing wins to internal causes 69% of the time and losses to internal causes 57% of the time. At 60 seconds on Loser's Excuses from 106.7 FM.
We're WKHK here in New York, 106 FM.
I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
Airchecks.com.